Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. If you've ever had rats in your house or gophers in your yard, you know they're hard to get rid of. Farmers trying to protect their crops often have to resort to using poison, but some are turning to a more natural solution. Owls. Jack Mershon and Louisa McLaughlin from our Possibly team are here to explain.
Hey, Megan.
Hi.
Before we talk about owls, will you explain the problem with using chemicals to get rid of rodents? I know I've used them in my house before.
Sure. For many, these chemicals, called rodenticides, are the most effective way to get rid of rodents.
But rodenticides poison more than just rats and gophers. They seep into the water and land we use.
And when a poisoned rodent gets eaten by a predator, usually a bird of prey, it can end up killing that bird too. Take all these risks together, and many states are restricting or outright banning the use of rodenticides.
So how are owls a solution?
Barn owls, in particular, have a diet that can be pretty useful to farmers. These owls eat about 1,500 rodents per year.
So barn owls eat rodents. But haven't they always done that? How do we get them to help farmers use less chemicals?
By making homes for the owls. For more information, we turn to the Barn Owl Box Company, which aims to help farmers forced to use rodenticides.
We went ahead and developed a plastic box, and that's how the company was founded, hoping that the plastic box could further barn owl conservation.
That's Mark Browning, founder of the Barn Owl Box Company. He's researched barn owl behavior and eventually started designing barn owl boxes that are lightweight, ventilated, and offer the owls more lounge space.
There's a number of boxes out there being made by people that are pretty small. I've seen them as small as 16 by 16 by 16. A very comfortable range is around 24 inches long and about 16 to 8 inches wide.
Larger owl boxes accommodate for the owl and its chicks. Because of this, Mark says barn owls are more likely to stay and make the box their home.
And good homes matter because owl boxes are becoming popular for more farmers. It's part of a method of pest control called integrated pest management, basically using things like natural predators and other less disruptive measures to tackle pests.
Greg Pennyroyal, who is the vineyard manager at Wilson Creek Winery in California, uses owl boxes from Mark's company.
I've got 9 boxes currently in, and I know of 4 that have owls.
Greg's largest rodent problem was with gophers. They were digging up the soil and damaging vines on his property. So he hired a team to trap the gophers. But it took a lot of work.
When I first got here, we had a crew of 2 guys that probably spent 500 to 800 hours a year trapping gophers.
That's a lot of time.
And money. Greg says using owls to catch the gophers is much cheaper.
If I looked at the hours saved per owl box, my net return on each box is $1,200 to $1,500.
Have the owl boxes also reduced the amount of chemicals he has to use?
They have, Greg says.
When we were using rodenticides as part of our program, we went from using approximately 90 pounds annually to, with the introduction of owl boxes, we are currently using 0.
0? Absolutely none?
That's right. And this was on 62 acres around the winery where Greg is most involved.
Now, some academic research has suggested that while owls are effective, they aren't always enough to eliminate rodents on their own.
So what's the takeaway here?
Owls work. They save time, money, and the chemicals needed for farmers. Less chemical use contributes to healthier wildlife, soil, and water. Also, owl boxes can go on yards, not just farms.
Wow, can I buy an owl box for my own yard?
You can. It could help you and your neighbors from using chemicals.
Great. Thanks, Jack and Louisa. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the ways your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Ocean State Media, and WBRU.